Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, hello. Hi, this is Steven calling you from the Cybersecurity Center, alright?
Yeah.
So this is a verification call that did you authorize any overseas payment this morning?
Sorry?
Did you made any overseas transaction this morning?
I can't understand what you're saying, mate. Sorry. Say that again.
So, did you authorize any overseas payment this morning?
No.
Alright. And then, like, the reason why we are calling is because about an hour ago, someone has accessed your internet banking from somewhere in California. Alright. And they are trying to transfer all these funds. So, do you know anyone in California who have an access to your net banking?
No.
And like apart from you, who else have an authorization to deal with your accounts?
Or what?
Yep. Right. Only your wife. And did you try to log in your net banking this morning?
No.
Sorry, okay.
Where did you say you're from?
We're calling you from the security department of Visa MasterCard.
Right, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so, did you try to share any of your banking details while visiting any website or a page?
No. I haven't used my banking details today at all.
Alright. And did you try to, read out your banking details with any of your friends or with anyone else?
No. And I don't know anyone in the state.
Alright, that is the reason why we are calling you for the verification, alright?
Yep.
Because we believe that you haven't made this purchase, right?
Yeah.
And you never ordered any online gift cards, right?
No.
Alright. Alright. So, sir, over this recorded line, we will help you out for the cancellation, alright?
Sorry, you will help me out.
Yep. To cancel the payment, alright? To block all this fraudulent payment, right?
Yeah.
Alright. So I'm connecting to the security department. They will be helping you out. Alright? So there will be a senior who will be assisting you, alright? So just be on the hold while I transfer this call to them, alright?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Just hold the line for them.
Hello?
Yeah?
Thank you for holding the line, sir. This is David. I'm the senior manager on the floor, and the call has been transferred to me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, sir, we have received some illegal activity attempted today. Behind you, there was some order for a gift card, okay, from an Apple store, iTunes gift card, and you have not ordered anything from your end today, right?
No.
And you are the only authorized person, who is using your card. Apart from you, there is anyone who also have authorized.
My wife.
Okay, you and your wife. And there is no other person apart from you both, has an authorization of your accounts, right, sir? Access to your details.
No.
Right, because, sir, we have detected, from a different IP address location, this transaction was being tried to make, okay? And we are not sure.
How do you know it's my account?
Because, sir, we are ringing you from your Australian Cyber Security Center. Yeah, definitely, sir.
Yeah? So, what is my name?
Yeah. Your name is Juan Cagigas, right?
Yeah, okay.
All right. And you are from the Kolaroy city, right?
Sorry? Sorry, what was that?
So you are from Kolaroy city, right?
No.
You are not there, right?
No, I'm in Dewai.
All right. Because, sir, what happens, like your network, the internet network which you are currently using, has been shifted the IP address to a different country. And that might be the reason you haven't got any email or any message about this payment yet. Okay?
Right.
And did you remember, like in the last couple of days, like did you visit any website online? You made any purchase from overseas?
No.
You haven't, right?
No.
Okay. Now, what we are going to do here is we will be simply blocking those payments and block the gift card which has been ordered behind you without your authorization. And you will be receiving a confirmation email, sir. And we need to also shift back your IP address to United, from United States, America to Australia, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, the IP address, have you checked the IP address before? You can know, you know how you can find out the IP address of your network?
The IP address?
Yep.
Yeah, it's on my phone, I think.
No, no. You do have a Google on your phone? You use a Google or a Safari?
Yeah.
Okay, you can search for my 1P address country and you can get a results over there. No need to tell us or no need to read out. Just have a look and confirm whether it is in overseas or it is showing up exactly in Australia. Okay?
Yeah, look, this all sounds very suspicious to me. I'm going to ring my bank.
Definitely, sir. We are not convincing you of here, all right? We are not here to convince you of. We are not the beggar. We are the security people. We are ringing you up for your safety and your security. Over this recorded line, if any money gets debited from your account, you will be only eligible for the losses, okay?
Yeah.
Would you like to proceed with the cancellation, sir?
Well, yeah, obviously. I haven't bought anything, so...
All right. And let me help you to check the IP address, sir, and it's for your confirmation, all right? I'm not asking you anything for my personal use.
Yeah. Do you need me to check my IP address on my phone?
Yeah, you need to check it, sir. We are not checking it for you. You will be having a look from your end. We will just guide you up how you can check that. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm not going to do that.
Definitely, sir. As I told you, I'm not convincing you of you. I was just awaring you about
the security. Yeah, I know, but I'm being very careful and I don't want to check it while I'm on the phone with you.
Sir, I'm not asking you to read out. You will be just typing my 1P address.
I understand that, but I don't even want to go into that page while you're on the phone with me.
Sir, you are on the Google, you are doing that, sir.
I understand that. Why don't you give me your name and number, and I'll call you back.
Definitely, when you call me back, the same thing you need to do, sir. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, I know, sir. You have a trust issue. All right, not an issue, sir. Okay, you can.
I do have a trust issue, man. That's too many.
I know that, sir. Not only you, they're all the whole. All the people have a trust issue regarding to their personal and their banking, not only you, right?
Yes.
That's not, okay, so we are not here to, say that we are going to force you to do all this and do that, all right? But
no, I understand that, but I just don't want to play around on my phone and do anything on my phone while I'm on the phone with you.
Right. I can understand, but I was just trying to check the location from your end. It will be giving you directly the results of the numbers of your IP address. You can look it with your own eyes, so you can confirm that.
Yeah, okay, and I'm saying I am not going to do that. I'm not going to do that on my phone while I'm on the phone with you.
Okay, so not an issue.
Yeah,
okay, you do one thing. You type my 1P address.
I'll check my account when I hang up with you. 2% money missing, and then I'll contact my bank.
Definitely, sir. But if any money get released out, you have already get a cancellation call. So if any money get released out until the investigation gets completed, you will be not getting any refund. Okay. Have a nice day. Lovely talking to you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Thank you.